Steve. Hi, everybody. It's Bill F. It's Wendy Snyder. Welcome to day two of Ice Station Zebra. We're glad that you're listening. Was it accurate? Weren't you kind of? I mean, today is still brutally cold. There's no doubt about it. But at this point, you're used to it, aren't you? Kind of.
I'm not used to it. I will tell you, the worst part of this whole thing thus far has been our furnace cannot keep up. I took a picture. I have it set at 68, and our house is at 60 degrees.
Oh.
It's pretty cold.
That's not enough.
Yeah, that's discouraging.
And the one room that we all hang out in is right over the unfinished part of the basement and the crawl space. So like, the floor is like walking on a slab of ice with carpet on it.
Yep.
So that's probably the worst of it. I've been wearing sweatshirts and hats, and I've been wearing shoes in the house.
Oh.
It feels weird, I got to tell you. I don't know how you do it.
I don't know why that's strange to people.
Because no one else wears shoes in the house. Because you get comfy at home.
I'm very comfortable. I just like having my shoes on.
Don't you ever lay on the couch?
I lay on the couch, but I'm angled so that the bottom portion of me is at the...
Here's an idea. Take your shoes off and cuddle bug with a blankie.
No.
So a lot of us use the phrase, let me get my shoes on a few times every day.
Yes.
So you don't ever use
my shoes
ever
are already
those
on.
Words.
Right. I mean, I take them off when I'm sleeping and in the shower.
You do?
I've been told that I cannot wear shoes in the shower. My wife's very old-fashioned.
So you don't have any slippers?
I don't think I do. No, I don't think
no
I do.
No Spider-Man slip-on slippers?
Well, I told you, because you asked me once what the last pair of slippers I had, and when I was in grade school, I got as a Christmas present slippers that were the Miami Dolphin colors. And they had a guy's head made of felt or styrofoam or something. I don't know what they were made out of.
Not practical.
In the front. No, not practical.
You'd be tripping on the guy's head.
Yeah, but I think that turned me off from slippers. They looked nice. I liked the Miami Dolphins, but they looked nice. But I think that experience probably said, I'm not going to be wearing slippers. You know,
Steve, do you have slippers?
No, I try every few years, and it just doesn't work.
Same with my boys. I buy them slippers because they think they want them, and then they just
like the moccasin ones?
No, the scuffies, you know, where you just slip your foot in, and it's like a flip-flop, but covered and softer.
They're too old guy. You know what I mean? An old guy would wear those. I don't want to wear them.
My whole family wears booties. Booties are like knit, you know? The knitters make booties.
But those are for babies.
No, they're not. They're for big people. comfortable.
They have a pad on the bottom.
And you put the moleskin on the bottom. I sew the moleskin on the bottom. We buy them from this lady really cheap up in Wisconsin, and they're so comfortable. I absolutely love them. They're knit, and they're so warm. Mm. My boys wear those. They like them.
I got to get a new pair of Uggs. Just the slip-on ones.
You
I had some
down?
Before. Yes, totally. Hmm. And then I realized I haven't had them in a few years, and I realized how much I missed them when it's been this cold.
All right, so can we go back to a moment that you and I shared yesterday? And we just talked about it for a little bit during the crosstalk. You walked in.
Oh, just please, why am I the butt of your jokes?
And the office is completely empty. There's nobody in the office at all.
It was dark, too, so I couldn't see.
And then we started talking about some things, and I said, wow, even having the office closed. And you said, the office is closed. And I said, yeah, you just walk through the office. You know, those dozens of people that are always milling about doing things, and they weren't here, but you didn't notice that.
Well, to be honest with you, the way I come in, I don't walk through the office.
I
come in, like, beyond the office and just turn into our little suite. And Todd Manley was there.
Yes.
You were there. Walter was here. Jasmine was here.
Walter was not here.
No, he was.
He was the weirdest thing.
He was?
The only people here yesterday were Todd, on-air people and producers, news people. And
John Gallagher.
And Walter. Was John Gallagher?
I went to see John.
Okay.
And an intern, there's...
Oh, this is going to go well.
I don't know exactly what his role is, but he's not a salesperson. He's a helper of all things sales. He was there yesterday, which, like, if I was in charge of...
What's his name?
I don't know. I've only seen him once before. But if I was in charge of people moving up the ladder, I would say, wow, on a day where nobody showed up, this guy showed up.
Maybe they forgot to tell him.
I thought about that too. I'm sure somebody just went, did you call Mark? I didn't call Mark. Did you call him? I didn't call him.
Well, the only people I see, I really don't walk through the office. I come in the side door and just come right in our suite.
All right, you know the part where Carol and Julia sit?
Sometimes if I go get water, otherwise I don't walk past them.
You don't even see them? Wow.
Because I don't walk past them.
Oh, okay.
And
I guess that's more...
There's Dave who sits there, and sometimes Bennett getting ready for, you know, the Wintrust business lunch.
I've never once been in this building where Bennett's not where you just described. He's here early, he's here late.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. He's always here.
Well, he works with Grzanich, too, so
yeah.
He is here
Long
all the
hours.
Time. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's wrong with him?
A star employee, if there ever was.
Yes.
One.
Totally. And he was helping Ryan Burrow out yesterday with these crazy experiments. If, go to on Twitter. I don't know. I'm sure we've posted it on WGNRadio.com. Mm-hmm. Ryan Burrow having so much fun with the cold was just cracking me up.
More fun than you would think anybody would have. He just enjoyed it.
It was
a
like
lot.
Playing with fire, but it was
yes.
cold.
Yeah.
I asked him today, I said, Ryan, where's your bag of tricks? Aren't you going to go back out there? He said, no, I'm over it.
One day and enough. Don't you think Bennett should get, you know how they used to do employee of the month things where you would get to park right up close to your building
yeah.
and stuff? I would nominate him. He just
right.
he
well,
seems
one vote's not going to cut it.
I no, you need more votes than just mine. But
I love him.
If I had a vote, it would go to him.
All right, we have people, Bill, that want to know about your pipes.
Oh.
And I said that's a personal question, but
yeah, that's very personal. Can we do this since we have a guest right now? Can we hold off? I will gladly tell you about the pipes, but we must talk to this guest. It's very, very important.
All right.
Ace Davis is on the line with us. Ace lives in Lexington, Kentucky. He is 10 years old. He just won first place in his school's science fair for a very, very interesting project. Ace, thanks for being here. How are you?
Good.
Excellent. Congratulations on winning the science fair. You must be very, very proud and excited.
Yep.
Yep.
Do you have, you're off school today because of the weather, or no?
2 days off school, and it is wet.
Okay, and so you're in Kentucky, so if you're getting 2 days off of school because of the weather, we have it even worse here. What's the temperature there?
Like 7 degrees.
Oh, 7 degrees. God. Ace, in Chicago, it's 40 degrees below zero. Can you believe that? He fainted.
Nope.
Oh, I thought you
it's
fainted.
It's pretty bad. Ace, I just want to start this by telling you, I am not a fan of Tom Brady.
Oh, Wendy.
I don't like him.
Wendy.
Are you a fan?
I don't hate him. I dislike him.
That's
you are so sweet.
How diplomatic of you, Ace. Tell everybody what your science fair project was exactly.
So we took three different balls, 1 5-pound, 1 7-pound, 1 9-pound. I figured out that the 5-pound, you could throw farther, hit a target easier, and catch easier. The 7-pound ball was a little bit harder than the 5-pound ball. And the 9-pound ball wasn't that hard because I usually play with the 9-pound ball
sure.
in regular games. But I could feel a difference with the 5-pound and 9-pound ball.
So the goal of your experiment, of your science fair project, was to say, kind of, that Tom Brady cheated, that he's a cheater, right?
He bended the rules.
He bended the rules. That's, again, a very diplomatic way of stating it.
That was your hypothesis. And what about the conclusion? What happened?
Yep, they were found guilty.
See? I totally agree with you. And my question is, has this ever happened before and it just went undetected? Nobody figured it out. Maybe that's next year's science project.
Do that next year. How did
I feel like each and every team has at least cheated once.
Every team in the NFL, you say, has cheated one time.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And what is your favorite team?
The Buccaneers.
The Buccaneers. Have the Buccaneers ever cheated? I can't imagine a team of Pirates cheating. That doesn't seem like something they would do.
Yeah, they probably cheated before.
They might have. Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm still a big Bucs fan.
You love the Buccaneers. That's interesting. Ace, whose idea was this? Who came up with this idea?
My dad.
And as soon as you heard it, did you say to yourself, yes, this is something that the science fair would embrace. They would love to hear this.
I just went along with it.
Yeah, you listen to, you know, your parents. That's what we do as kids. Do you, the problem that bothers me the most is Tom Brady is a really awesome quarterback. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
So why did he need to cheat? That's my big question.
Because I think some of that cheat gave him some of the greatness in his life.
Whoa. But don't you think because he's so talented, don't you think that even without cheating, and this is a great life lesson, Ace, even without cheating, you can still succeed, don't you think?
Yes.
Yep.
And you play football yourself?
Mm-hmm.
What position?
Quarterback.
So see, he knows all about this, Bill.
Ace, what if somebody said to you, hey, it's just me and you, nobody else will find out about this, we'll deflate the balls a little bit and you'll win, what would you say to that person?
Nope.
No thank you, that's cheating. Good for you.
I don't like cheaters.
No one does.
Yeah, no one does.
No one does.
And you can never trust him again.
Cheaters never win, except for Tom Brady, I guess.
Speaking of which, will you be watching the Super Bowl, Ace?
Mm-hmm. And I'll be watching it live.
Oh, watching it live. That's even better.
You're going to it?
Well, I hope so.
You don't know yet.
Oh. I thought you were going there live. What do you think the outcome's going to be? You think the Patriots are going to take it?
Mm-hmm. Well, I really hope that the Rams win, but I kind of think the Patriots got this. I mean, they've been in so many championships,
yep.
And the Rams, they've had their first championship at in the 90s.
And now look at them. There they are again, up for another championship.
Mm-hmm.
Ace, I know this wasn't your science fair project, but you seem like a learned person. Maybe you can help me. The Patriots have a coach, a man named Bill Belichick, who has not smiled since 1985. What's going on there? Why can't this guy ever smile?
He's just grumpy.
Is that what it is? That could be it.
Do you think, Ace, that Tom Brady got wind of this news story that has been circulating around? And what happens if Tom Brady would call you?
I would answer it.
Okay. Would you hold your ground and would you say, you know, what message would you say to him if he called you?
Why do you always deflate footballs?
Oh. But he doesn't always do it. I don't think. Do you think he's done it since the incident? I don't know if he has. Do you think?
No.
Probably not.
But I think he did before the incident.
Oh, maybe.
Is there anything else you'd like to say to Tom Brady? Perhaps he's listening today.
Play fair, play hard, but lose.
Those are words to live by. Let's review. Play fair, play hard, but lose.
You are an awesome little 10-year-old. Now, so you won first place at your school. What school do you go to?
Mill Creek.
And now that you won first place, do you go to state or something for the science fair?
I go to
district.
Oh, when is that? Is that coming up soon, Ace?
Saturday.
Oh, boy, very soon. How do you think you'll fare? Do you think you'll do well?
Hope so.
If it's close, could you inflate your project so that it's a little bit easier for the judges to judge? Maybe you'll get an edge that way. That's all right. That's a lot to think about.
Yes,
That would be cheating.
That's true.
You know, I hate a cheater and I hate liars. So I am your biggest fan. I've got to tell you, Ace. Also want to know what your favorite finger food is for the Super Bowl. Are there any dips you like or those little wiener wraps? What do you plan on eating for the Super Bowl? Chili, maybe?
No chili
for Ace.
What's your favorite food?
Hot dogs.
A true American.
Yeah.
You are a true American, Ace Davis. Well, we're very proud of you. This is a novel idea for a science fair project, and you won, so you must have done something right, and you didn't cheat. And again, go over that. Play fair. What did you say earlier?
Play fair, play hard, but lose.
Play fair, play hard, but lose.
And special thanks to your dad, Christopher, who helped you come up with this idea. I think you guys are a winning team.
Yep.
Thank you, guys. I'm here listening in.
Oh, thank you so much. You've got a great son there. You should be so proud of him.
I am. He's handling all this really, really well for a 10-year-old.
Aw, go Rams. That's all I have to say.
Go Rams for a day, right?
Yeah, at least today. Thank you, Christopher.
Hey, the are looking good. You are doing well, man.
Yep.
That Mac trick paid off in spades.
Thank you so much. We appreciate your time. Have a great weekend. Good luck in the district.
Right. Yes, good luck and enjoy your day off of school, day number two. See you, Ace.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Oh, I love him.
Play fair, play hard, but lose.
Words to live by.
Words to live by, absolutely. All right, a little bit of a break and then a lot more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
By the way, we forgot to tell you that Ace Davis will be having a live Super Bowl watch party. He's going to be streaming it. This kills
me. Wow, he's very enterprising.
Yes, and you can go to ace-davis.com. It's welcome to ace-davis.com. Twitter, he's at ace-davis13. And then there's a little thing that says, if you're feeling generous, please donate to Ace's College Fund. He is adorable, and I am so with him. Tom Brady's a cheater.
Yep, he proved it.
ace-davis.com.
Who fixes plumbing problems in a flash, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week?
The plumber can.
You would hope. I want to thank everybody. Yesterday, as we were talking about the byproduct of the freezing cold temperatures, I mentioned that at my house, we were getting hot water without a problem anywhere where you'd want to get hot water, in your shower, in the sink, wherever hot water is sold, we were getting some hot water. Cold water, non-existent.
Although you said you had it in the kitchen, right?
Yeah, it would come through as like a drip in the kitchen sink.
Something was frozen.
Yeah.
We were very worried about you.
Well, thank you, Steve. That's
Bertrand
very nice.
Was the one to call everything out, like going, this is not good.
Right, right.
Was it good?
Ended up being fine. Several people came to my rescue here on the show. Several people with plumbing experience said, you got to do this. You got to find. One particular man said, you need to find the coldest part of the pipe downstairs, the exposed pipe, and then put hair dryers on the coldest part of the exposed pipe. Well, my wife tried to do that. She looked everywhere. Terry tried to find the coldest part of the pipe,
God,
and it was pretty even.
It was cold everywhere, I bet.
Yes.
Yeah. I heard that, I thought, how are you going to do that?
Yeah.
It would not be easy. But she said she went through the whole, like in our basement where our pipes are exposed up in the ceiling, mm-hmm. She went everywhere, and she said they were all cold, equally as cold. So she called a place called Bill's Plumbing in Evanston. And
any relation?
No. No. We only do business with people that have Bill in their name.
I was going to say his name is in Evanston.
Didn't you have Bill's tree service cut a tree down?
Yeah. Bill's Catering has helped us out.
Only go to Bill's Car Wash?
I only go there, yeah.
You are
I know
a piece
that
of
seems
work.
Crazy, but I know the name.
You know the name. You're like Willie Wilson. You pay the bills every month.
Right. It's easy. So they said they were too busy to come out, but they said, we're going to walk you through this on the phone. And they did. They said, tell us where the waterworks are. Like on which wall?
Oh, okay.
On different parts of the house. So she said, "Well, upstairs they're on the east facing wall, and then there's one on the north facing wall." And they said, "How about in the middle of the house?" And she said, "Well, in the kitchen." It's so they said, "Here's what you need to do: go downstairs." And they took all the information. They figured out some formula, and they said, "Put either hair dryers." They recommended a space heater, so we borrowed a space heater from a neighbor. Put the space heater on it. Just keep it as close. We had to take a picture off of a wall. They go, take the picture off, put it exactly where, like from the corner. So we did that.
And did you hold it? Is that it? Or you put it on a ladder?
Well, with the space heater, it was up on a stool kind of, you know.
But it was near that part of the wall?
Yeah, I kept it on there. And then all of a sudden, about 4 hours later, we're back
to
normal again. Everything was working again.
You prevented a pipe burst.
Well, my wife did, and
Bill's Plumbing.
Bill's Plumbing did.
So is the heater on today?
Yeah, yeah. Everything's fine.
No,
today.
No. Is the space heater on today?
Oh no! Once the water was flowing through, everything's back to normal. That you don't have to keep it on. Why do you know otherwise, Steve?
Well, it could
refreeze.
You
want to keep your water. Are your faucets on?
Yes.
Okay.
Because on trickle mode.
Okay, because it could just freeze again today.
Oh yeah.
As
long as water's going through both hot and cold water. Then we should be fine.
Speaking, I'm glad that it worked out for you.
Me too.
And God, kudos to Bill's Plumbing for doing that.
I always think we live in a time where people will do anything to make a couple of extra dollars. They'll go, yeah, we'll send somebody by, and then they'll just walk around and look around and go, oh, it could be this, it could be this. They, you know, it was a 10-minute phone call, and they didn't charge us for it.
That I have a similar story that I told you. Remember when I thought the nozzles on our 2007 Toyota Corolla were frozen?
Yes.
Maybe the hose was messed up. There was same kind of story. Mechanics shop, I guess it's called Maas Auto, M-A-A-S, Maas. It's in Countryside. I think there's one in LaGrange too. But I called and said, our windshield wiper fluid is not squirting out. I hear the pump, but it's not squirting out.
Right.
Can I send my husband over there? I'm at work right now. And the lady who answered said, sure, bring him by. Jim went in there. They dipped a cotton ball or a rag in rubbing alcohol, put it on the actual nozzles, and bang, bang, boom, it started squirting. And then Jim's like, oh, my God, thank you so much.
Yeah.
What do I owe you? And they said, ah, nothing.
Wow.
You know, that reminds me of a story with the Deerfield Auto and Tire Clinic.
What happened there?
Nothing really, but like those guys, and you guys are all mentioning businesses.
Yeah, you got to mention some. Yeah.
I know, they listen all the time. So,
but the free thing is what, I mean, really, you don't get anything for free anymore.
It's rare.
So,
It amazes you, right? When it happens, you go, wait, you're not making any money off this at all. Is that okay? But, yeah, isn't that reassuring that
and
that still happens?
Your plumbing business, Bill's Plumbing, was very busy, so they talked you through it over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
This Maas Auto place, I would expect, would have been busy with everybody's cars and batteries and issues.
Yes.
And yet they took the time to just say, yeah, bring it in. And he got out right away and no charge.
I love hearing that that still goes on.
That's
whenever
awesome.
Somebody tells me a story like that, I go, when was that, in the 60s or in the 70s? When did that happen? 40 years ago? 50 years ago?
I don't even know back then.
Yeah, right.
Well, good for you. I was thinking about you last night as our house was at 60 degrees, and I went and bought a new space heater.
Did you?
Because just that one room is freezing,
mm-hmm.
and it's a great room, so there's really high ceilings,
mm-hmm.
and I do what Lou Manfredini suggested this morning. We have a ceiling fan, and it's on the lowest setting just to circulate the air because obviously heat rises.
Right.
But, I mean, Michael and I were on the couch, and we were watching TV, and I had my hat on. I had my winter coat on. Wow. I had boots on. We had blank. It was freezing.
That's just the worst feeling. It's like a hopeless feeling. I know.
Yeah. So I bought this space heater, and it's a Vornado, and it's supposed to really shoot out like heat.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you, my stupid little Duraflame plug-in electric heater fireplace thing that I put in gave more heat than this big-ass Vornado fan. So I'm returning it.
Yeah.
It did nothing.
Now, I looked online because we had to borrow a space heater from a neighbor, and I've never purchased one and had no idea what they cost. They seem to range from about $30 to $200. Is that
and
about
more,
right?
Yeah.
Are they even higher than
this
that?
This was $69, and I thought, if it works, and it's supposed to completely heat one room, and I guess with a great room,
you'd need at least one.
Yeah, but it wasn't doing, like, we were directing it right towards us on the couch. And I'm telling you, it felt colder.
Yeah.
It just was not working. So that was my only complaint, is that the house was a little cold. But God bless these people. As I was leaving yesterday on Lower Wacker, there were just stacks and stacks of people's stuff.
Right.
And I was just hoping against hope that these people did get on those warming buses. Because
sure.
I heard Rahm Emanuel saying, we're bringing the buses to you. Because if that's all you own, you don't want to leave your stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
But there was just piles along our building on Lower Wacker of just people's stuff. And I was just hoping they got on a warming bus
because
it was so cold.
Unbearable. You wouldn't survive it to be out like that.
I think this is Bill calling. Hi, Bill.
Hello?
Hey, Bill. Breaker 19. Do we have a Bill? Let me try one more time
because
this might be a phone call we should take. Hey, is this Bill? Hey, Bill.
Hey.
Hey, Bill, it's Bill. I need you to come into the office today and handle some incoming phone calls.
Whatever you need. What's going on?
Why? Well, Bill, where are you from?
Evanston. Bill knows me from Evanston.
Oh, Bill's Plumbing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We help each other out, Wendy. That's what bills do.
So Bill has to come in and answer phone calls
whatever
to make up for that call yesterday?
I can help you out with that.
Yeah, I need him to come in, and I know what he'll do is he will call up his wife when he has the customer on the phone and ask her what to do with the situation.
It's the best way to handle anything, I think.
Well, thank you, Bill.
Wendy, what time can we expect
Wendy,
you
shut up. I'm talking to Bill. Is your name Bill?
As soon as work is over. I can be there by 2:30 or 3 o'clock if you need me.
Could you be there any quicker?
Yeah.
Can we have an Uber pick you up?
Sure, absolutely. I'll see you as soon as I can get over.
Is this really the is this the Bill?
No.
Steve, what are you? Stevie B. Of course it's the real Billy.
Okay, thanks.
Bill,
for
you
calling.
Got no material. You should have let me hang up on you when I was going to.
No, Wendy, we need to hear more car talk.
All right, we're click and clack. We'll bring it to you.
We'll get it done. Thank you.
All right, thank you, not the real Bill.
I want to know how they figured out how high or where in the wall to put the space heater. That's pretty interesting,
though. I'm not positive how that formula is determined, but it worked. So he must have somehow known what he was doing.
That's pretty amazing.
I'm floored by it, honestly.
All right. Well, more people. I just think this is such a great thing. People helping people. You know, that's how it goes.
Yes, Wally.
That's what it's all about.
So
that's
true.
What it is. It's Bill. It's Wendy. It's 720 WGN. And we need to thank Bill's Plumbing that talked you through what could have been a catastrophic event.
Yes. Thank you for coming to my rescue and not charging me.
And that's amazing.
They just did it over the phone.
Over the phone!
Thank you, Jobo.
You're welcome.
And Moss Auto and Countryside, same thing. They unfroze my nozzles.
Wow.
And made everything work and said, don't worry about it.
Right.
Susie, you have a similar story?
Yes, this morning I was driving and I couldn't see out of my windows. I went to use my washer, my wipers with the washer, and nothing came out and it was worse. Drove over, I have a Honda Accord. I drove over to Mueller Honda. Drove in, they came out. I said, I don't have any fluid, it's not working. The guy came out, his name was Mike. He said, let me look at your car. Looked at it, filled it, and then I said, how much do I owe you? He says, there's no charge, just
wow.
Give it the day. And I drove out, and I was perfectly fine and happy, and there you go. Very nice.
I just love it. It's great customer service, though, because you're telling people, granted, we're saying it over the radio, but you would tell people, oh, my God, this company is so great, you should go to them. So it hopefully
Absolutely.
Comes
and
back.
He said you can't drive without washer fluid and without being able to see. And, I called my husband. He said, we need to keep it in the garage so we could fill it. But there's no indicator when you don't have it. A light didn't go on. It just didn't work this morning.
Hmm.
But he was great. I was in and out in 10 minutes.
Unbelievable. Cool. Well,
no
thank
problem.
You. Thanks, Susie.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You
Bye-bye.
Too. Thanks.
You as well.
It still happens.
Very rarely. Somebody says, sometimes it's good marketing. I recently made a call to the customer service department of Subaru. It was a minor issue. After it was resolved, I've received two gifts from them, a free drink bottle and a Bose Bluetooth speaker that's valued at $100. They just gave it to me just appreciating me as a customer.
Wow.
That is good.
A couple of years ago, there was an auto place near me, Bill's Auto Repair.
Of course.
I only go, Wendy... Why, seriously, why gamble, right? If you see the name Bill on something, it's a quality place. And having trouble with an electric window, all it was a fuse. The bill at the end, because how when something's wrong with your car, you play that game in your head where you go, will this cost $800 or $3,000?
I know.
Every time
it's
something's
like the price
wrong.
Is right.
So the bill was $2.15 for a fuse. And he even said, he goes, we'll throw that on the pile. You pay me next time. It's just $2.15. I just went, it's like being in Mayberry. I can't believe anything would only cost $2.15.
And plus, they could have jacked you on the labor cost for that, even though it took a second.
Right.
They could
right.
say, oh, yeah, labor charges are $75.
Right.
So make that 77 and 12
Round
cents.
It up. Yep.
Oh, my God. Well, there are good people out there, and I like to see good people coming together when it's cold like this. I've seen neighbors help shoveling other neighbors out. It's just been a real feel-good. We need this kind
right.
of thing right now.
The cold will bring us together, Wendy. You'll see.
Something has to.
Yes. I helped two people out of parking places that they couldn't get out of last week.
where their car just stopped. They were stuck in snowbanks.
And you got out and pushed?
I helped them out. Yeah, in two different incidents. How about that?
You're growing up.
I am. Yeah.
I'm very proud of you.
Thank you very much. Don't forget, later on, we do the bonus hour from 12 to 1, and Adam Hogue is in Atlanta all this week. He'll give you a special football hour right after our bonus hour. That goes from 2 o'clock till 3 o'clock.
No. Do you forget what time we're on? We're on from noon to 1.
They've put on all kinds of alternative programming this week. You know this, right?
Right. So we're on from noon to 1 on the stream, and then Adam Hogue is on from 1 to 2.
Right.
And then what's on at 2?
Steve Alexander's Quilting Bee is on after that for 1 hour. He just talks about the world of quilting.
Wait, did they get rid of Fun with Felt?
Yeah, that was okay. That got canceled
yesterday.
That
was Dave Schwann's Fun with Felt?
Yeah, Let's Talk Felt.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Dave Schwann was on yesterday.
And then there was Eric Rung's...
Cajun Corner.
No, that's Bill Kleppens.
Oh, right. Don Kleppens' Cajun Corner was on. And that got canceled. And I thought that was the best. I love that show. They taught us how to make jambalaya on Tuesday's edition.
But Eric Rung had a polka show or something?
Yeah, on Monday. And again, I thought, boy, this can't go wrong. He loves polka and he shares his love of polka with people. He had Frankie Yankovic's son, Danny Yankovic, on with him. It was a great show. And people seem to like it at first, but then something happened and it just didn't fly.
It's a good show, but when he's not doing it, he's always whistling polkas.
I know. Did you notice that too?
It's uncomfortable after a while.
All right. So you got the Wintrust Business Lunch on 7:20
right.
a.m.
Right.
Then that's from noon to 1. Then we're noon to 1 on the stream.
Yes.
Then Adam Hogue from 1 to 2. And what again is on?
Steve Alexander's Quilting Bee for 1 hour. Well, for 55 minutes. I don't know why I can't go an hour, but he's only doing 55 minutes.
And it's not what you think, actually. He has a bee that quilts.
Right. It's like a honeybee that can quilt.
So much fun to watch.
Yeah, you got to...
Dig him.
Got to give it a chance, Wendy. I think it'll be good.
A lot of social media buzz about it.
You guys are weird people.
Thank you.
I think the cold has brought us kindness and craziness.
It's messing with our heads.
And speaking of which, coming up, the stories that matter with Steve Bertrand. He is in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom here on 720 WGN. Oh, I forgot we had to do a radio show. I was moving to the music, actually.
You gotta do the show.
One of our favorite guests is here. She's Sarah Tuohy. She is the baker for the Chicago Bears, bakingforthebears.com. She's on Twitter and Instagram. And I got to tell you, Sarah, almost all of your recipes have been tried by me. Almost.
I'm so excited that you've tried them. I love hearing that.
You are so good. You bring us treats. Super Bowl, of course, is... We're not supposed to say Super Bowl.
You have to say the big game, Wendy, because we'll get sued by the NFL.
It's been trademarked.
Oh, interesting.
I guess we just can't make money off of it. You can't use it in an advertisement. But the big game is Sunday.
Okay.
The Rams, the Patriots. And some people get invited to parties. Some people get invited to parties and would rather stay home. But I always wonder what kind of desserts to bring. We talk about dips and things like that, but there are some good desserts we can bring as well.
Right. Yeah, you know, and I'm like you too, Wendy, where I think of the big day Sunday. And
you almost got us sued, Sarah. Be careful.
I know, I'm going to cost you guys money.
Please be careful.
I think of that day, though, and I think of like all the savory stuff. I love dips, and that's one of my favorite things to make are dips and appetizers, and love eating them too. So I set out to find some sweet dips then this time, because I was like, you know what? I don't have a party to go to. I'm probably just going to go watch the game somewhere at a friend's house or something. But I was like, this would be fun. There was trending on the internet a lot of these sweet dips, like cheese ball type things. So one being this cookies and cream, which kind of mimics the Oreo ball, which everybody loves. The Bears love it, love those balls. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to try this. And basically, it's crushed double stuffed Oreos, a brick of cream cheese, a little bit of butter, some confectioner's sugar, all rolled into one. And then
that sounds healthy.
It's so good. I mean, hey, if there's a deal, I'm all about being healthy after the Super Bowl, after that, the big day. And I mean, that's what
the big game. But I like the big day better.
The big day.
The big day.
Sounds biblical.
I'm calling it the big day.
I like it.
After that day, I'm going to go on a diet.
Yeah.
Sunday is not our day to be healthy.
No,
right?
And you're supposed to enjoy yourself.
Exactly.
Really.
It's annoying when I go to parties and they're like, oh, and this is low fat cream cheese. I'm like, why?
Yes.
Why did you do that?
Live it up.
I didn't ask for that.
Exactly.
I'll diet on my terms.
So is this in some kind of a shell or, you know?
No. So what you do then, so you just mix it all up, throw it in some saran wrap, put it in a ball, mm-hmm. or, you know, kind of make it a ball in a bowl and put it in your fridge, let it firm up a little bit, and then you kind of form it once it comes out. And then I smooth it over. The recipe blogger that I got it from actually coated hers in chocolate chips, but I thought that might be a little bit too crunchy, and I kind of wanted just a smooth cheese ball. And so I piped little laces on it, so it looks like a little football. So that was a good one. And she said she serves it with pretzels, Nilla wafers, or graham crackers. So I've got a combination of all for you guys to try.
What did you do for the laces? How did you make the laces?
Icing. Okay, so before you throw in the Oreo cookies, you take just a couple tablespoons of that out and put it in a little baggie.
Oh.
And then, so you reserve, so it's all white and
pretty.
Yeah. And then you just reserve that, and then once you...
Like an icing gun?
Right,
an icing
exactly.
Gun
then you cut the little baggie.
Yeah.
And then you're able to use that as a piping bag.
Oh, nice.
So,
what a great idea.
So it's kind of cute and kitschy. And I thought it was pretty good. I mean, honestly, because like I said, I love savory dips. But this was, I think, if you have a sweet tooth. And then the fact that you're serving it with pretzels, you get that sweet and salty mm-hmm.
That's the best combo ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I prefer that one. And then the second one I made was a chocolate chip cookie dough dip. And
oh, my God.
I know. I love chocolate chip cookie dough. There's all these health warnings. Like,
yeah.
Even at the holidays, it was like, I know you're going to be tempted to eat the dough. Right. So this has no raw egg. What you do is you take a stick of butter and you caramelize some brown sugar with it in a saucepan, and just a little bit of vanilla, and so that's nice and melted. Get that melted, boiled, caramelized, and then in the meantime you're creaming some cream cheese and some more confectioner sugar, and then you throw, and then a little bit of vanilla, and then you throw your caramelized butter and sugar mixture into it, so it gets a little bit of a, you know, the chocolate chip cookie dough flavor, but without anything raw in there. And then you just fold in some mini chocolate chips, which I thought was really good. And it's actually, it does mimic the chocolate chip cookie dough, but I think more so like a chocolate chip cookie dough cheesecake, because the cream cheese flavor, that tang of the cream cheese really comes out. So I thought that was really good, and it's kind of fun. And what I did was I used a cookie scoop to make little balls of it for my display. And then again, she serves, the blogger that I got that recipe from serves it with Nilla wafers or graham crackers. So
perfect.
Yeah.
Great combination.
I have to back up a little bit. The fact that you said icing gun was like really exciting for me, because
I know of icing guns.
But the tip that you gave, which I learned again online, is you stuff it in a baggie, and then when you cut that corner, that's what pastry chefs used to use, like just a bag. So this makes it so easy to do that.
Yeah. And you know what? And when you're doing that with frosting, I'll never frost cupcakes using just a knife anymore. I always, a bag is so
more
much
precise.
Faster. And precise, faster, and more efficient. And they look prettier, I think.
I do that with deviled eggs now, too.
Me, too. Oh, yeah. Deviled eggs. That's a good one. Yeah, it's great.
This warning about the cookie dough last year, I don't remember that ever happening prior.
Me neither.
What happened? Why was this year different?
All these shows that I was watching during the Christmas holidays, it was like, don't be tempted to eat the dough. I know you're going to be tempted. Don't do it. Because I thought the eggs were pasteurized, and I thought that was okay.
Interesting.
But I guess it's still a risk, so you just don't want to go
think
there.
About when we were little kids and our mom used to bake. Mine didn't bake that often, but when she did, you know, she would give each kid a beater to lick.
Right.
So, I mean, there were raw eggs on that, too.
Right.
I know.
And my mom's thumbtack cookies. You couldn't make those today, Sarah.
What are those?
Cookies with thumbtacks in them.
Oh. I'm like, oh, I've never
sounded
heard of
like, you know, like a little snowball or something.
Yeah, so I was like, dude,
pour
no.
a handful of thumbtacks.
Oh my gosh, you are funny. Okay, so those are the two of the sweet along the dip lines that I brought for
you. You're not going to make Wendy and I try those, are you?
Yes, you have to. Somebody here has to.
We have to, I guess.
Oh my gosh, I slaved over these for you guys.
They look so good.
No, and the beauty of it is they are very easy, and you know, no baking. You can prep them early ahead of time. They stay fresh for, you know.
So you want to prepare most of those ingredients on Saturday,
right?
So that Sunday they're just ready to make,
yeah,
put out, and
exactly.
It takes a minute.
And then if you're going to a party, you don't have to borrow their oven or, you know. Oh, yeah, you can have it already displayed on your little platter, and it's
right.
All set.
All right. That's easy.
That, if I may just say, when you're hosting a party, I think you have to ask someone, hey, I've got this great like artichoke cheddar cheese bread. Can I use your oven? Because their oven may not be available. So right. You need to kind of clear that in advance or do what you suggest and bring something that you don't need the oven
right.
for.
Right. And you know what? I get so annoyed. And this is just me being a jerk. But like when I'm having a party, when I'm having a party and I, you know, some of my friends are like, oh, yeah, and I'm bringing this, this. They show up. It's not made. Or like, do you have a platter? Do you have a serving bowl?
Right.
I'm like, bring your own. I'm busy. I'm busy hosting 70 people. No,
right.
That's true.
But so that's things to think about, too, I think, especially when you're having these, a lot of, going to a party with a lot of people there. You don't want to bug the host or hostess to.
Do you want to name the people who have done that to you? Do you want to out them?
Oh, they know who
they
are.
They know who they are. All right, that's
Can
fair.
I jump in with the why not to eat cookie dough? This came out in December of 2018, so
yeah,
right before the
year.
Holidays. Yeah. And it's not just the eggs. They're saying raw flour can be contaminated with E. coli. Raw eggs have been a known carrier of salmonella for years. However, Caesar salad uses raw eggs. A lot of people eat raw eggs. So the flour is what they're worried about now.
Right. Because I did do these cookie dough balls, and I was surprised that they were saying if you weren't using, I forget what they called the flour, you had to bake the flour at like 200 for 20 minutes, just plain, before you even mix it in there. Because that's a health risk, I guess.
Is cookie dough ice cream okay? Is that safe?
Oh, yeah, that's totally
safe.
Fine.
All right, good.
Well, as Sarah mentioned, both bacteria are killed in the cooking process.
Yeah.
So I would still eat cookie dough.
Oh, I do, too.
I mean,
I do, too.
You guys are living on the edge.
I think it's building up my immune system. This is why I'm so hearty and healthy.
Is that what it is? Sarah, stay where you are. We've got more with Sarah Tuohy, the baker for the Chicago Bears, telling you what to make for the Super Bowl. Uh-oh, I can't say that.
Oh, jeez.
What are they going to do?
The big day.
The big day. All right, stick around. Phil and Wendy on WGN.
Sarah, you got to turn your microphone on.
Why? That'll make things too loud.
Do you have a sugar bus going?
Yeah, from one, I just had
Did
one
have
chocolate
spinach?
Chip ball. No, spinach is bad for you.
Oh, my goodness.
Sarah Tuohy is here. She is the baker for the Chicago Bears.
What are you going to do now on your off time?
Oh,
I'm
this
sorry.
Is terrible.
Oh, I'm going to find some really awesome recipes.
All right.
That's what I'm going to do.
Now,
yeah.
Remind us, because in the Bears' last game against the Eagles, you gave Cody Parkey some rum balls. How did that work out? I can't
Stop
remember.
It.
He dropped them.
He did?
It. No, we are not talking about
no,
this.
We're not.
We are moving forward
it's
into this new
it's
year.
Sad.
I am
it's
so
sad.
Excited. I can't be. This is the most excited I've been, I think, for the Bears season. I was super excited last summer and going into it, just knowing there was change. But, like, that was such a fun
yes,
season.
Yes, it was.
I mean,
until the end.
Well, I'm still. I mean,
and do you make extra special treats for Cody Parkey? I mean,
it's a team treat on Thursdays. You know, I did get to meet Kyle Fuller. He was so cute.
Oh,
I dropped off the. There was a couple weeks that I had to actually drop the treats off.
And he had to sign for them?
He was so nice. He was like, did you make all this for us? And I was like, yeah. So it was really fun.
He
like,
was
that's
a nice
exciting.
Guy?
Yeah. So
oh,
nice.
Good.
And yeah, I just, so I'm
like
super,
that.
I'm super, my point is, I'm so excited. Like, who knew that they were going to be that good last year?
Right.
You know? And so.
Bill might become a fan again.
I'm trying to.
You
I put
have
my name
to.
In.
Come on.
We'll see what happens.
Who has to approve it?
You got a tailgate.
Well, it's three members of the team have to sign on, so we'll see what happens. It's a very good possibility. All right, so you're helping people out. You're giving them ideas of things to make this upcoming Sunday for the big game. Where were we? Where did we leave off?
Okay, so we left off that I was doing some sweet kind of cheese ball dip type
and
stuff.
And you want to combine the two, right? It's better to have a little bit of everything for the people
yeah,
who are at
yeah.
your house.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And sometimes people say, you know, you bring a dessert. And I'm always like, I run to the store and grab pre-cooked brownies or cookies or something. But these seem to be easy to make, and it's something unique.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. I think it's just different. It goes along with the dip theme, but it's for dessert, essentially. But then if you wanted to do traditional desserts, I have a great buttermilk brownie recipe with buttermilk frosting on top. And I didn't get to make that for the Bears this year, but I've made it for them in the past, and I know it's gone over really well.
Yeah.
And I've made it for friends, And a lot of people have said that's the best brownies that they've ever had. And it's not me again. It's the blogger that I got the recipe from.
And it's both, the buttermilk is both in the brownies and in the frosting.
Yes.
You use both.
Exactly right.
Interesting.
So I brought some of those. I was trying to make them into football shapes for you, but then it was too annoying.
It's
and
too
like,
hard.
I was like, you know what? Nobody cares what they look like as long as they taste good. So I just made some for you guys to try.
But usually presentation is a big part of
for
it, right?
Sure.
If you go that little extra mile, people notice it and it makes it more fun.
Right.
Yeah?
Right. But then I was like, maybe too many footballs is not good. So one football cheese dip, sweet dip would
that's
be cute
the Oreo.
Enough. Yeah, that's the Oreo dip. So that's cute. There's your football theme.
And it's shaped like Roger Goodell shrugging as if to say, I don't know. It's like the NFL commissioner just giving that look that he gives all that. I don't know. I don't know how you made it that way, but it looks great.
Well, thanks. Yeah, I tried.
I think one of my favorite appetizers to make and to eat are those, you take crescent dough with those little smokies.
Oh, yes.
And you wrap the dough around it and bake it. Those just go over so well.
So well. I mean, kids, adults,
yes.
I mean, they're so good. And you don't eat those all the time, so they're such a treat when you have them.
But also, spinach dip is almost at every party, and this is the best spinach dip I've ever tasted. What do you do differently?
Wendy, thank you. I know I don't want to toot my own horn, but a lot of people tell me that. And so I really think it's a matter of following the Knorr's vegetable soup mix recipe. So you have to get Knorr's. Don't go to Hidden Valley or whatever other Lipton. You have to do Knorr's. I'm super brand specific.
N-O-R-S?
K-N-O-R-R, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And I've never heard of them. Are they popular? Is that
they've been around forever.
Yeah.
So my mom's been making this dip since like the 70s, as long as I can remember. And I've been making it since the 90s, since I started throwing parties myself. So you have to start with that.
And Knorr's vegetable?
Vegetable. They used to call it vegetable soup mix. Now it's just Knorr's vegetable mix.
Got it.
And it's at Jewel, Mariano's, wherever you're at. It's at all major grocery stores. And it's in the soup aisle. And it's a packet. So then on the back, I don't know if it specifically says, but my key is you have to use Hellman's mayonnaise. My sister has used Kraft before. Kraft is good on sandwiches, but in this dip, it's
bring
gotta
out
be
the Hellman's.
Yes, for
bring
sure.
out the best.
It's just a little bit thicker of a.
I can't lie.
I think, and it's all
richer.
It's richer. Just, yes, that's a good word. It's richer.
It really is.
Right, and you can taste the difference. And then also, you have to use the green onion. A lot of my friends are like, oh, I don't like green onion. I'm like, oh, no, it's going in there because it makes a difference. There's just
that's
a little bit
is.
Of green onion
zestier
in there.
Zestier flavor? Is that
I
what
don't
that
know.
Is?
Yeah, it must. Yeah. It must. But because I can tell when my one friend makes it without the green onion, I'm like, oh, it's lacking something.
Really?
And she's like, oh, I didn't put the green onion. I'm like, oh.
That's no friend
do
of
yours. Do you finally chop it?
I do. Well, no, I just kind of give it a rough chop, the green onion. Because then once you, fork through it, it pretty much gets all blended together.
Mm-hmm.
And then a frozen spinach, I usually use, I'm not picky about my frozen spinach, but just make sure you drain it well because I've had people make it, not drain it enough and it's soupy.
Yes.
And then what I like to do also is chop up the frozen spinach after it's thawed and drained. Because
is this the square one that you get in a box?
Yeah. And I for this dip that I brought to you today, I just used Jolly Green Giant, I think.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yes. Yes, and then but I always make sure I kind of rough chop that after because then there's been spinach dips that are like have the really stringy and it's too hard to get on a cracker. So
that's
I'm
key.
All about user experience too.
All right.
It.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
and then there's can I just say I really don't like water chestnuts. I know they're very frequently in spinach dip. When they're in Chinese food, I always push them to the side or make sure my son Michael gets that. I just put extra
does
chestnuts.
He, like them,
he does.
Oh, okay,
he does.
Great. That's better.
But they just don't do anything for me.
I know. That's kind of why I like them, though. They kind of just add a crunch without adding anything to
but
the flavor.
But these, what kind did you use? Because these are juicy and great.
So I usually use, I used to always use the sliced kind, the Reese's, R-E-E-S-E. But I've
the
been
peanut butter water chestnuts, those are delicious.
They make artichoke hearts and hearts of palm, the Reese's does.
Right, Reese's.
Yeah?
But these ones I use now, they're, what are they called? They're not sliced, but they're like diced.
Okay,
and
diced.
Then, yeah, they're diced. And then I dice them a little bit more. I kind of do a rough chop through those. And it just adds a little bit of crunch without altering the flavor.
It's not overpowering. It's just for the texture more than anything.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
And I don't think they have any nutritional value either. But the key is too, don't go with the low fat, especially if you're entertaining. Go full fat and
full fat,
full
please.
Fat for right now.
That's what I say when I go in there.
Just for the big day. You
but that's
low
what
fat.
It is. It's the big day that is killing me. But seriously, you're going to a party. This is not, you know, you're not going to a Weight Watchers party.
Exactly.
If you diet, get back to it the next day.
Right.
This is kind of a day for everybody to splurge, the biggest time since Thanksgiving, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, exactly. And it's all about, for me, it's all about the taste. I love going to parties and then finding recipes. I was like, oh my God, because I have this baked bean recipe that I got at a Super Bowl party. And I was like, I got to have this recipe. And it's, I mean, for me, going to parties, half of it is just enjoying the food.
Yep. What about, we were talking yesterday about people who make the food, they shape the food to look like a football stadium. Is that worth it? Have you ever seen people do that?
You know, I have seen that. And they've got like pepperonis in the bleacher section or in the end zones. Yeah. No, it's cute. I wouldn't do
it. A lot of work.
Yeah, I wouldn't spend my time on that. Yeah.
Everybody messes it up. Once you get your social media picture, it's gone.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But yeah, it's fun.
So focus more on the flavor, focus more on the look, or combine them. What do you say? Combine them.
I would say more flavor, but make it look presentable.
Yeah.
I mean, don't be sloppy. I mean, there's a method to your madness. Don't just throw, you know, in an ugly bowl or I hate when people just leave it in the container. Like, let's say you're doing a French onion dip and they just leave it right in the container.
Right.
I'm like,
that's too
it's low. All about presentation.
Right,
it
sure.
Doesn't have to be too fancy, but just do a little effort in there.
Agreed.
Yes, put your French onion dip in a bowl and maybe stick a green onion sticking out of it or something for garnish.
Better. That'd be really pretty.
I'm big on garnishes lately because, you know.
They really add.
Mm-hmm. They really do. Now, bakingforthebears.com is your website. You're on Twitter and Instagram as well.
Yes.
And will these recipes be featured?
Yes. I will be blogging them later today.
Perfect. And what's your absolute favorite dip, I would say?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. This spinach dip, but then there's one other one that does have to go in the oven. It's called baked jalapeno popper dip. And it's really good. And it's got cream cheese. It's got cheddar cheese. It's got jalapenos. There's a little bit of, is it cumin or cumin? I forget how they say that. It's just a teeny tiny, but don't go overboard on that. But then it's got bacon.
Mm-hmm.
And then it also has panko breadcrumbs on top that you then throw butter on top of that and you bake it. So it's like one huge jalapeno popper.
Yeah.
And then
with
you
the breading kind of
spicy.
Exactly.
Or
and
not
you brown
spicy.
That up. Well, it depends on how many
it's
seeds
you.
Yeah, it calls for 6 jalapenos, and I do
that could be
three,
spicy.
Yeah, I do 3 with seeds, and then I de-seed the other 3, mm-hmm. so it's medium.
You use the seeds.
Only in 3 of them, only in half of them, though, because I have had it where it's way too hot, and that's not fun.
Do you use plastic gloves when you're cutting the jalapenos?
I do, yeah, because I've gotten them in my eyes with contacts.
Yeah, I've never used that before, and I will start from now on. That's not fun.
That can burn.
I brought one more thing for you guys, too, because when I was on last time, I mentioned that I'd heard that trending was going to be alcohol-infused desserts.
Yeah, right.
And I saw a few bloggers posting very similar recipes. It's kind of like all-in-one. It's got lager in it, and it's got a dark beer.
Yeah.
And then caramelized caramels. You caramelize it with the lager. And then potato chips, pretzels. Bacon.
All
I know, it's
kind
of crazy. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. So I kind of want your guys' opinion, and feel free to just
so it's
not
beer,
eat them.
Caramel, what else?
So it's beer, caramel, chocolate, bacon, potato chips, pretzels.
Wow.
What else was in there? Yeah, it's kind of a nutty bar. And I tried it last night. I gave one to my cousin. I liked it when I came out of the oven. Today, I haven't tried it, and I'm wondering if it's going to be too
crazy. Oh, if it
crazy.
Settles strangely.
Yeah, so if you have the courage, I brought a couple
of
them.
Jazz, we have a break before news. We're going to take a quick break. Will you try one? And
I'll
then right
one.
Before news, we'll give our honest opinion.
Absolutely.
You can find her on Twitter, Sarah with an H, P, the number 2E.
Oh, is that my Twitter? I don't even know my Twitter.
I don't know.
I'm sorry.
All right, Instagram, is that better?
Yeah, Baking for the Bears.
Bakingforthebears.com are all your...
And Baking for the Bears is me on now Instagram, too. My hairdresser helped me with that
one.
All right.
So you have to match.
That's why it smells like Perm Solution.
For the Bears. That's a new dip.
Delicious.
All right, quick break. And then, Bill, will you try these bars and we'll find out?
I will gladly try one,
Because... Sarah Tuohy, thank you so much for coming out. What did you want to say?
Oh, no. I didn't want to interrupt you.
No, I don't care. We are so glad you came up. Some great ideas for the Super Bowl, for the parties you're attending, or just make it when you're staying home.
Right. Thank you so much for having me.
Great
Absolutely.
To see you, Sarah.
Happy New Year to
you guys. And to you. Thank you so much. More after this.
All right, Bill. Did you taste this this new treat from Sarah?
I did have one. Sarah said off air that these have been called man bars because it's all the food that men traditionally eat:
bacon, lager, potato chips, caramel. Pretzels, caramel, yeah. Chocolate,
yeah,
and beer,
duct tape,
and beer,
and beer. Yes,
yep.
They're very good.
I like them.
Okay.
I'm going to eat only these for 1 month.
Yeah, share it. And we'll put this, we're going to put a link on our Facebook page. Jasmine, is that what we're going to do?
Yep.
We can do that. Also, go to bakingforthebears.com.
He knows which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry. If you love films, then Dean's your guy. So grab yourself some popcorn. He will not talk about hard boys tea.
Hey, look, it's Dean.
There's Dean. It's Dean Richards, everybody. Dean, aren't you?
When I hear that song, it warms me up.
Oh, it does, doesn't it?
It feels tropical.
There's something in it, something built into the song that automatically just warms
it's
your heart.
It's called the slide guitar.
Warm breezes.
Yes.
I feel, palm trees in the distance, piña colada.
Yes.
Getting caught in the rain.
Maybe steel guitar, a lap guitar. That's what it is.
Steel guitar.
Very Santo and Johnny-esque.
Lap guitar.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Didn't Santo and Johnny do the all night show on WGN
for
years?
Yeah. Many years.
I loved
friends
listening
with Les Paul.
Phil is very impish today.
You win.
Yeah.
Dean, I know. Dean and I just backed down. We're finished.
You
That's
were
it.
In Los Angeles for a while, and you knew how freezing cold it would be back in Chicago, but
yet
you're a consummate professional.
Yet I returned to my home.
Yep.
Because I'll say no matter what, even when it's 26 below, I'd rather be here than 75 degrees there.
Oh, I get it. I totally get it.
I don't get it.
No place like home.
Yep.
I guess.
The world is very different in California.
I know. I don't think I would like to live there, but it's okay.
Great place to visit.
Yeah.
Great place to visit.
Yeah.
So
I got to say, when I was getting on the plane, and then that moment that you step off onto the jet bridge when you were back and it's cold.
Yeah.
It's like, oof. Yeah, there's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Right. I know. I want to start out with a story that is a very hard story to talk about, but that's this attack on Jussie Smollett.
Alleged attack.
Because there's still some people not exactly sure of what quite happened, right?
Well, that's because there's an investigation that's still going on. What puzzles me is, somebody says that they're attacked. They describe what's going on, and then much of social media is saying that's not true, that didn't happen. Well, how do you know? Nobody knows what happened unless you're the victim. Or one of the alleged attackers. Otherwise, you have no idea what really happened. But people are taking sides on this, and I think part of it is because, there was the allegation that the alleged attackers said this is MAGA country, which, brings a Donald Trump element and that element into this whole thing. So, people take sides, those who support the president.
Yeah.
Say that he can do no wrong, and others feel differently about it. But it becomes this very polarized incident in which somebody may have just gotten beaten up on the street because somebody didn't like the way they look. Maybe they knew who this guy was.
We don't know all the details.
The actor, we don't know the details on this. So everybody ought to go back into their corners, and the police are doing their job, and they're going over hundreds of surveillance tapes to see if they can, figure this out and see what's happening. People are saying, "Oh, he made it up." Why would somebody make this up? Why would
I can't figure that out either?
What is the benefit to somebody going, "I'm a successful actor on a successful TV show.
Yeah.
Let me pretend like I got beat up in the street." What's the benefit?
It is
of that?
True. They don't really need press for this show. It's doing pretty well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know what happened. Maybe there's more to this. Maybe there's not. But how about we all take a breath and wait until the police do their investigation?
That's where social media is wrong, because a lot of people at work or whatever would say, "What do you think about this?" And people discuss it, but we keep our opinions to ourselves. Being on the radio, Dean, this, we always say, not for air, and we talk about things. People have to say, maybe not for Facebook. Like, think about it, but maybe don't post it.
People take it as fact when it's on Facebook or some social media. We were talking about this in the office this morning. I mean, this is the topic of conversation around a lot of places. And, you know, we were, you know, what do you think? What do you think? And people were, you know, saying, well, this is what I think, and then giving the reasons. But the reasons that they were giving are not true. They're things that they heard or things that they read someplace or somebody told them. And when challenged, I don't know if that's true or not. Well, if you don't know if it's true or not, then you shouldn't be basing an opinion on something if you're not sure if it's true or not. You shouldn't be spreading something if you're not sure if it's true or not. Somebody sent me an email this morning, a viewer, that said that I said one thing. I never even remotely said such a thing.
About this or something else?
About this story. About this story. I never said it. I don't know if you heard it someplace else or somebody else said it.
People hear what they want to hear.
And I responded saying, I'm sorry, but I have never said those words ever. Hmm. Oh, well, maybe I was wrong. Well, then how can you accuse me of something if you're not sure? This is the world that we live in now, that people cannot wait for facts. Truth doesn't make any difference to people.
That is the truth.
Yeah.
That facts don't matter anymore.
Facts don't matter.
Dean, there was a long thread on one of my Facebook friends' page yesterday that I read about people saying, you got to stop blaming everything on Donald Trump. So we don't know for sure if these guys were or were not wearing Make America Great Again hats, but their point was, Donald Trump didn't beat this actor up. Why would you throw his name into it? And I kind of get that, but by the same token, if it was true, and that was the defense that they were using to rough this guy up, that's horrible, if it's true.
If it's true.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't really know exactly what happened.
The point is he was for sure attacked, correct?
Well,
we don't even know that?
We think, that's what he alleges. He's got abrasions on his face. I don't know, do you go and put abrasions on your own face to
people have done it
to prove that people have done that, but the allegation is that he was roughed up by two guys on the street who were shouting racist and homophobic things at him. That's what the allegation was. So the police are investigating it. We don't know. Nobody here, none of us have reported that Donald Trump is involved in
this.
The you're in MAGA country has been alleged by the victim and also his manager, who was on the phone with him at the time of the said attack. And he said that he heard it. So that's just reporting what people have heard.
But the point of this post on Facebook, Dean, was to say, if these guys were wearing Houston Astros hats, you wouldn't blame the Houston Astros for this guy getting beat up. Why would you blame Donald Trump if they were wearing Make America Great Again hats?
Well, it's a stretch to say that somebody wearing one of those hats is a white supremacist or that someone wearing a hat is racist or homophobic.
Yeah.
But that hat does stand for something. That hat, unlike a Houston Rockets hat, does stand for the philosophies and the actions of the President of the United States.
Right.
So presumably somebody wearing a hat like that also believes in those principles.
Sure.
Whether right or wrong, that wearing that hat does say something different than I'm a Cubs fan.
Sure, absolutely.
And people are texting saying, we were the first to jump on that little smirking kid's case when he and the Native American were coming head-to-head. I still don't feel that kid is 100% innocent.
I don't either.
Yeah, it's not to say that the news media hasn't, jumped on things. It's not to say, please, somebody raise your hand if you have never made a mistake. Anybody?
I made a mistake that one.
People make a mistake. People make mistakes. TV stations, radio stations, they make mistakes. So all we can do is take it case by case. And, I can tell you this, that nobody tries to make a mistake. Nobody is trying to manipulate the news, no matter what you hear from anybody.
People are trying to manipulate the news, though.
Well, I know that the news media is, well, I can only speak for us. I can only speak for this news shop and WGN Radio. We're in the business of reporting what's happened. We
exactly.
are not in the business of trying to affect what happens.
Right.
So, you know, maybe...
We don't have an agenda.
There are some cable news channels that have very clearly have agendas.
Mm-hmm.
Most credible news shops do not. And all they want to do is report the news accurately.
It comes in fast and furiously, yeah. and it sometimes right. changes, and... You know,
let's do this. We must take a break, and then Dean will tell you about the movies that'll come out.
I'm going to lie so much when I give you
these. Don't do it, Dean. It's not worth it. It's not worth it.
I'm going to make up so many facts.
Please don't do it.
Where's my hat?
Don't do it. Don't do it. All right, more after this.
My film critic hat.
It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Dean Richards is here to talk about movies. Dean, it's a slow week for some reason. What's going on?
That's the way it is in the weeks leading up to the Academy Awards, which will be February 24th, just a couple of weeks from now. So, the studios are not putting out their biggest A material right now. They're not putting out the greatest movies in the world right now. Although there is a documentary that is opening this week. That is stunning.
What is that?
That is called They Shall Not Grow Old. That is put out by Peter Jackson. It's directed by Peter Jackson, who you know best from the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
He has taken some World War I footage from, in some cases, over 100 years ago. Footage that, you know, if you saw it in its original context is, you know, it's black and white, it's flaking, it's scratched.
Yeah.
It looks like footage that's 100 years old, and he's taken and restored this film and in some cases colorized it and even put it in 3D in order to better humanize what these soldiers went through during the war to end all wars. And it's, technologically speaking, it's amazing what he's done with this movie, but the intent of what he's done, you know, normally when we see footage from over 100 years ago, you know, it looks like, you know, there's a very one-dimensional quality
yeah.
to it. It, you know, you see this and you see the color on these young soldiers' faces, clearly teenagers in, yeah. in these, you know, very and antiquated uniforms, some of them injured. And you get a new sense of reality. It's amazing, really, what the colorization does to humanize this old footage. It's stunning to watch. You know, it's not exactly a happy, you know, afternoon
right,
park
sure.
to watch. But it's very interesting what he did. So I gave that a Dean's List A. I did like that.
And again, that's called They Shall Not Grow Old.
They Shall Not Grow
Old. Is it playing in a lot of places
it's
or just
not.
Limited?
Yeah, it's in. I wish they would. You know, these days, there's really no reason why a movie can't play in lots more theaters than they normally do. I know they would probably rather show Aquaman in a theater than some British documentary. You know, they'll make more money with it. But. These days, it's not a matter of like actually sending cans of films to theaters like they used to have
right,
to do.
Right.
You know, now if they go on a computer, they type it up.
It's digital,
and you know they can show it in their theaters. You can't show it once a day.
Yeah.
In theaters all over the place. You know, this has been a complaint as long as I can remember. Why are art films, documentaries, foreign films? Why are they only in certain theaters around the Chicago area and they never show any place else? That doesn't have to be that way anymore.
Nope. So agreed. What was your Dean's List on
this? I gave
this?
That a Dean's List A.
Excellent.
Yeah,
and then
great.
The other big movie is Miss Bala, right?
Miss Bala that stars Chicago's own Gina Rodriguez, who we know from Jane the Virgin. We've only seen her in lighthearted roles. She's trying to push the envelope a little bit on her career. She stars in this movie, which was originally made as a Mexican political commentary, really, about a U.S. tourist who travels down to Tijuana to visit a friend. They go out to a nightclub. The friend goes missing. She tries to find her friends and gets hooked up in the Mexican drug cartels. This time with Gina Rodriguez, the story is less a political commentary and more a action movie with a female focus. Female stars, and directs this movie, so it's got a very definite, different kind of focus on the film. It's good. It's a good film. I wouldn't say it really breaks new ground or you know we see anything new, but it's nice to see Gina Rodriguez spreading her wings and doing something we haven't seen her in before. So it's PG-13. I gave it a Dean's List C. And just also worth noting this week that Black Panther, after its win at the Screen Actors Guild Awards this past Sunday and its Oscar nominations earlier last week, they've put Black Panther back up on big screens all over the country. 250 AMC theaters around the country are showing the movie for free in honor of Black History Month.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so for the next week, if you go to the AMC websites, you can find out exactly which theaters are doing it. There's several around the Chicago area.
What a great thing.
But it's I think it's great because, I mean, this movie, it's a really fun action movie. It's mm-hmm. super exciting. But talk about Black empowerment and female empowerment. You know, this movie is so female-focused also, showing, you know, the elite guard of Black Panther is all female. There, mm-hmm. there are a lot of images that people will see on the screen that they've never seen before.
It's really good.
Yeah, for free. If you go to AMC Theaters is where they're doing it, and I think it's a really nice thing that they're doing.
Dean, thanks so much. Stay warm, and we'll talk to you in a week.
I will talk to you soon.
That's thanks, Dean guys. Richards, thank you, everybody. It's Dean Richards. For over 30 years, PermaSeal has been... No?
The other one first.
All right. Coming up, the stories that matter with Eric Rung from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom right here on WGN Radio.